President Bush this morning awarded the Medal of Freedom to 8 individuals, among them the president of Liberia, a founder of the C-SPAN network, and the author of the book To Kill a Mockingbird. One of the recipients wasn't at the White House to receive his award, Cuban dissident Oscar Bisset. That's because he's in prison in Cuba. NPR's Tom Gelton reports.
Oscar Bisset is the most prominent political prisoner in Cuba and also the dissident whose views align most closely with the administration's own positions. His opposition to abortion, which is practiced widely in Cuba, makes him a hero to the pro-life movement. Bisset also agrees with the Bush administration that the U.S. trade embargo against Cuba should be maintained until there's major democratic change on the island. That position sets him apart from Cuban dissidents with more moderate views. He is a genuine political prisoner, jailed for his defiant opposition to Fidel Castro's regime. He espouses nonviolence, and as an Afro-Cuban, Bisset counts Martin Luther King among his heroes, along with Mahatma Gandhi and the Dalai Lama. Trained as a physician, Bisset was expelled from the Cuban health system in 1999 after staging a protest against the government's medical policies, which he said included forcing women to have abortions. Arrested that year, he was sentenced to 3 years in prison for inciting delinquent behavior and insulting the symbols of the homeland. That last charge was a reference to Bisset flying the Cuban flag upside down to symbolize his country's distress. He was released in November 2002, but arrested again a month later after meeting with James Kaysen, the ranking U.S. diplomat in Cuba. Fidel Castro denounced Bisset by name as a counter-revolutionary ex-convict who exchanges letters with President Bush. This time he was sentenced to 25 years, and he remains in jail today. In announcing that he'd be awarded a Medal of Freedom, the White House called Bisset a champion in the fight against tyranny and oppression. The Cuban government has not yet reported that he is being so honored. Tom Gelton, NPR News, Washington.